Instagram,
Facebook, Snapchat.
The President's Keeper has been released by author Jacques Pau. It is the most talked about book in the country, and it's got the nation divided, but not for its content. It's due to legal action from certain institutions. There was fear that the book may be taken off the shelves and no one gets an opportunity to read this explosive book, so people started sharing it digitally via a PDF on social media. And we need to find out the legal ramifications of that. And who better than our social media law expert from Shepston and Wiley, Verlie Oosthuizen. Good morning, Verlie.
Morning, team.
Morning.
So when do people start sharing Jacques Pau's The President's Keeper on PDF on social media?
Yeah, unlawful. infringement of copyright.
Yeah.
Actionable in court. All of those good things.
So why are people sharing it?
Well, I think what happened is that there was a panic. Obviously, when you hear that something's going to be pulled off the shelves, you want to get it immediately. And there was talk that it was going to be taken away, and so everybody started to think they needed to get a copy. Somebody shared one, and then these things go viral.
So this is what I need to ask you. Right? I know you said, okay, it's pirated and it's liable and it's illegal to be reading it. But a friend of the author, and I heard that the author himself said, listen, it's okay. If you need to get it, any way that you get it, you need to read it. But does that not offset the illegality of it?
Well, look, the only way that anything's going to happen to somebody who's reading it unlawfully is if he decides that he's going to take them to court. He's the owner of the copyright.
Mm.
So if he decides that he's going to take people to court, then they're going to get into trouble. However, if he doesn't want to, and he's made it quite clear that he isn't going to take people to court, then you're probably fine. But I just think that we should probably not get into the position where we think it's okay to infringe people's copyright. He's been really great about it, saying people need to read it. And I think he did preface it by saying people who can afford to read it should, you know, who can afford to buy it should buy it, rather than reading the pirated version. But, you know, usually people aren't going to have that view, which is fair enough if you spent a lot of time and effort writing a book.
Yeah.
Verlie, just to clarify, due to copyright, if in a normal situation, if you had to find a PDF of a book or get sent it and forward it, it would be pirated, it would be illegal. But because of this exact situation where the author who owns the copyright has given his blessing to read the pirated version, is it still illegal to download it and share it under South African kind of copyright law? Or has it now completely it's fine because of Jacques Pau saying it's fine?
I don't think he's saying it's completely fine. I think what he said was that people should be deleting it. And he was saying that you don't need to give me money directly, because people were obviously trying to get hold of him to give him money to pay for the pirated version that they had downloaded.
Okay.
And he was saying this isn't necessary.
Rather
than going by the book, it hasn't been taken off the shelves. And then he said, but in those special instances that you can't buy the book, he just said, you know, rather read it. But I think that, you know, the general rule applies. If you haven't bought the book by normal means, it isn't lawful to do so. I wouldn't say it's illegal that you're going to get prosecuted, probably, but or you could. It's a very complicated area of law. But generally speaking, it's not lawful to do so. I don't think in this instance action is going to be taken. In future, that's something that you need to think about before you do it.
It's also one of those areas, Verlie, so many people just download pirated movies and music and stuff, and it's illegal, yes, but everyone does it kind of thing.
Yeah, but that's like saying drunken driving. It's illegal, everyone does it.
All right, so rule of thumb is, it's illegal, don't do it.
Exactly.
All right, what about the book itself? We have government institutions that are saying the book should be banned. I haven't seen these kind of decisions since apartheid times. Is it possible? Can they get this book banned?
I'd be very surprised. And it would be really, really unfortunate and sad if that's what happened. Apparently, they're trying to rely on a clause in a certain statute. I don't think that it applies in this instance. And I'm sure that he took extensive legal advice before he released the book. So he's probably pretty confident in the content that he's not going to get banned. Mm-hmm. But I think that one of his books in the apartheid era got banned or was about to get banned. Mm-hmm. So he's used to this kind of thing happening. It's quite ironic.
It is.
Verly, let's say the book does get banned. In that situation, then, if you have a pirated PDF, is it considered contraband?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that everything would be considered contraband in that instance. It would be considered contraband now, even if it isn't banned, if you've got the illegal version.
Oh,
actionable is a different question.
Okay, good to know. Quickly deletes files from the phone. Thank you, Verly, and of course the full blog so that you can read and share it with any friends who you think might be in possession of any contraband is up on our website ecr.co.za. The full podcast will be there as well, and click on East Coast Breakfast.